for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Labor Day Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, August the 31st, 2019. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service, teaching on the Abrahamic Covenant.
Okay. Giving honor to God, who is the head of our lives, and to His Son, Jesus Christ, and to His precious Holy Spirit, to the director for the mayor, Patty and Kevin, and all the fivefold ministry gifts, and all the other fivefold ministry graces that are in our midst. God bless all of you for being here, in Jesus Christ's name. Bow your heads, please. Father, we place spiritual handcuffs. Handcuffs in the spirit upon any witch or any warlock that would try to infiltrate these premises. And Father, as we place these spiritual handcuffs, they will be inoperative and will not be able to function to cast spells or hexes or jinx or spoken word curses in the name of Jesus. So we handcuff them in the spirit realm in the mighty name of Jesus, and we render them inoperative in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Tell you what, that let me get back in the line right here. That was good. Amen. Praise God. Okay. All right. I want to minister today about the Abrahamic Covenant. Once again, the Abrahamic Covenant. But before we get completely to that subject, I want to lay a format. Turn with me, first of all, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. That's the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. Let's look at verses 16 and 17. Once again, that's the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, "Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms?" Look at verse 17. "Who made the world like a wilderness and overthrew his cities, who would not permit his prisoners to return home." The day is coming when we're going to be able to gaze at our adversary.
Yes.
When we're going to be able to see him as he is. How many of you are listening to me?
Yes.
The enemy, Satan, has a satanic hatred for God. A satanic hatred for God, because our adversary is superhuman angelic. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14. I'm laying a format first. The book of Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's look at verse 14. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14, the Bible says, "You were the anointed cherub that covers with overshadowing wings, and I set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, like the paved work of gleaming sapphire stone upon which the God of Israel walked on Mount Sinai." I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And if you look at verse 14, the Bible says that the adversary of our souls, or the enemy of our souls, is an anointed cherub. In Isaiah chapter 6, it says that the seraphim have six wings. Cherubim have four wings. So the enemy of our souls, or the adversary of our souls, he is a four-winged angel. I looked the word anointed in Hebrew, and guess what I found? In 4473 of the Strong Concordance, I found the Hebrew word missa. And what it means strength. And it means power to do an assigned task. Many times in many churches that I go to that are traditionally legalistic. When you say Satan, they say you're glorifying the devil. One thing I learned about being in the Marine Corps, you had to identify and you had to know your enemy's strength and weakness before you could go to war.
Amen.
There's a lot of believers that don't believe that the adversary of our soul is anointed. He's an anointed cherub. He's the prince of the power of the air. He is the God of this world. And he is a formidable adversary. Turn to the book of Jude. Let's look at verse 9. The book of Jude. Let's look at verse 9. The Bible says in the book of Jude, verse 9, but when even the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, individually argued, disputed about the body of Moses, he dared not presume to bring an abusive condemnation against them, but simply said, the Lord rebuke you. The archangel Michael recognized the anointing that was upon the adversary of our souls. He recognized the anointing that was upon the enemy of our souls. And guess what he did? He didn't bring any condemnation against him. What did he say to him? He said, the Lord will rebuke you. So here we have again that he is a what? An anointed cherub. He is a superhuman or supernatural adversary. He is a formidable foe. Many believers are now coming to the realization that not only is the church is in warfare, but many believers are beginning to understand that he's formidable and he is an intelligent, anointed foe. And without Jesus Christ, we're helpless. Okay? Many times I hear these words in religious areas, even among some believers. And I wanted to bring this out. Many believers say, I know that I'm anointed. I know that I'm anointed with such an arrogance. The question is, are you anointed by God or are you anointed by Satan? Anointed by God or anointed by Satan? Let me show you something. Turn to Luke chapter 4. The book of St. Luke, chapter 4. Let's look at verses 5 and 7. That's the book of St. Luke, chapter 4, verse 5 and 7. In verse 5, then the devil took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the habitable world in a moment of time in the twinkling of an eye. Look how he was able to show Jesus things in a twinkling of an eye. Look at verse 6. And he said to him, I will give you all this power. I looked at the word give, and it also means impart or impartation. I will give you all this power and authority and their glory and all magnificence and excellence and preeminence and dignity and grace, for it has been turned over to me, and I give it or I impart it, I impart impartation to whomever I will. Look at verse 7. Therefore, if you will do homage to and worship me just once, it shall be all yours. In other words, the adversary of our soul, the enemy of our souls, he can impart a false anointing. He can activate and he can release a false anointing. Many times in going to many conferences, I always pray, God, give me discerning of spirits before I go to this conference. Because you usually see a sign that says, we can activate, we can release, and we can impart. Well, the adversary of our soul, he has an anointing to activate, to release, and to what?
Impart.
Now, there is a satanic hatred for Jehovah by Satan. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Let's look at verse 1. The nation of Israel. Look at verse 1. 1 of 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Satan and adversaries stood up against Israel and stirred up David to do what? To number Israel or to take up a what? A census. Satan does not only have a satanic hatred for God, but he has a satanic hatred for the nation of Israel. Why is it that the adversary of our soul hates Israel so? Well, let me give you some reasons in my notes. Some reasons why the enemy of our soul hates Israel. Why does he hate the Jewish people so much? And I'm going to get to the point that when you become in Christ, he hates believers also. Because God chose them, Israel, to be a witness to the world. Because through the Jews was given by God the Bible and the Word of God. Through the Jewish people, God gave the world Messiah Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. And even though many Jews right now reject Yeshua HaMashiach, God has promised that he will save a great remnant of them in the end times. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 9. Let's look at verses 4 and 5. The book of Romans, chapter 9. Let's look at verses 4 and 5. In verse 4, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Rome, for they are Israelites. To them belong God's adoption as a nation, the glorious presence of the Shekinah. With them were special covenants made, talking about the Jewish people. To them was the law given. To them the temple worship was revealed and God's own promises announced. Look at verse 5. To them belong the patriarchs, and as far as his natural descent was concerned, from them is Christ, who is exalted and supreme over all. God be blessed forever. Amen. So let it be, according to the Amplified Bible. God has promised to Israel that he will bless all nations of the world through the Abrahamic covenant. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is from the lineage of David. He was Jewish. The enemy of our souls hates Israel. And one of the weapons that the enemy of our souls uses upon the Jewish people and upon the Israelites is anti-Semitism. It is one of the weapons that he uses. Anti-Semitism. This is some of the definition. Hostility, prejudice, discrimination against the Jewish people. An anti-Semite is a person who holds such views as anti-Semitic against the Jewish people. Racism in many forms is demonic, even toward the Jewish people. And this is one of the enemy's attacks upon Israel. Verbal epithets against the Jewish state should not be said among believers. There are many Arab Islamic nations that want to wipe Israel off the map. And Satan is orchestrating that. Not only race hatred, not only anti-Semitism, but they want to wipe Israel off the map. I'm going to show you in Psalm chapter 83 the exact words that were said, prophesied prophetically, that we want to wipe Israel off the map. Turn to Psalm chapter 83. The book of Psalms chapter 83. And I'm leading you right in. The book of Psalms chapter 83. Let's look at verses 2 and 4. Psalms 83, verse 2 and 4. Verse 2, for behold, your enemies are in a tumult, and those who hate you have raised their heads. They lay crafty schemes against your people and consult together against your hidden and precious one. Now look at verse 4 closely. Look what the Arab Islamic nations are saying. They have said, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let us wipe them out as a nation, and let the name of Israel be no more. Satanic hatred for God, and there's a satanic hatred for the nation of Israel. Not only God does he have a satanic hatred. Not only the nation of Israel does he have a satanic hatred, but there's a satanic hatred for every believer that's sitting here in this house. He hates you. 1 Peter 5:8 says what? Your adversary, the devil, he walketh about as what? Seeking whom he can devour. What is Peter saying to believers? You have an adversary. Whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, if you're a believer and you profess that Jesus Christ is Lord, You have an adversary, and guess what his name is? The enemy of our souls. St. John 10:10 says the thief cometh not but to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Every believer that's in this house, you're a threat to the enemy. If, look at my notes here. If he can't steal it, he wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. Like Israel, the Arab nations, Islamic nations want Israel to be wiped off the map. The enemy of your soul, the adversary of your soul, he wants you to be wiped off the map. A roaring lion. I looked up the tactics of a lion, and look what I found. He strangles his victim. He goes for the throat to prevent blood and oxygen. He grabs the mouth and the nose so the victim can't breathe. Now, this is the techniques of a lion. There are natural lions and there are demonic lions. There are demonic lions in the spirit realm. There are animal manifestations of demons. There are animal manifestations of beasts that are coming upon the earth as the world has never seen. And I know, I've heard of other deliverance ministry are running into beast spirits. Turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 23. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look at verse 20. Okay? In verse 20, it says, Benadab, son of Jehoiada, a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many notable acts, slew or killed two lion-like men of Moab. Two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the pit on a snowy day. I looked up the Hebrew word for lion-like. It comes from a Hebrew word called Ariel, which means lion or image of a lion. El means God, angel, or demon. These two lion-like men were demonic. They were hybrids. They were Nephilim. These two lion-like men may appear to have been two genetically altered men, Nephilim with the appearance of lion men. So there were lion spirits that Israel had to do battle with even in their day. And many of you, as we said last night, we're in the days of Noah, and genetically engineered and genetically altered hybrid beasts are being held in laboratories to be released for a certain time.
That's right.
How many of you are with me here?
Yes,
sir. St. John 10:10, once again, the thief cometh not but to do what? Look at my definitions here. This is what the enemy wants to do to a believer. Slaughter you for any purpose. Kill you. Sacrifice you or slay you. How many of you know a little leaven will leaven the whole lump? If you can get, listen, people say, well, this is just a little sin. Well, the enemy can use the little sin as a trap or an ambush. You can't play on the devil's territory in this hour. How many of you are with me here? So there's a satanic hatred for God. There's a satanic hatred for the nation of Israel. And there is a satanic hatred for every believer here, especially if you're casting out devils, then you are a threat to the satanic kingdom. And I often wonder, years ago as a little spirit, I said, Lord, what happened with me with this cancer? What happened with me with this mini stroke in my eye? And what happened with me, my blood pressure? Why is this hitting me? Why is that? But I begin to understand something here. Is that right? That we bear in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. I begin to understand these are war wounds. These are combat wounds. Is that right? These are deliverance ministry wounds. Everything that the enemy tries to bestow upon you, God will turn it around for His glory. How many of you with me here? If you're with me, then give Jesus a praise. Many believers, I've heard many believers, and I've heard many Muslims, I'm going to say some radical Islamists, I've heard them say words like this: Israel is cursed. It's a nation that's cursed. It's a nation that's rejected by God. Well, well, well. What does the Bible say? Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, please. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And write this down in your notes. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 14 through 68. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 14 through 68. 14 through 68, God told Israel that all these curses would come upon them because of their disobedience. Okay? That's Deuteronomy 28, 14 to 68. God told Israel all these curses would come upon them because of their what? Disobedience. Now look at verse 37. Verse 37. God got angry with Israel because of their disobedience. And look what he said to them in verse 37. And you shall become an amazement and a proverb and a byword among all the people to which the Lord shall lead you. An amazement and a proverb and a byword to the nations. So we can see that God's anger was kindled against him, against Israel. How many of you with me here? Turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 13. The book of Hosea, chapter 13. Okay? I want you to write this down to study it at a later time. Hosea, chapter 13, verses, starting at verse 2 through 8. Hosea chapter 13, starting at verse 2 through 8. In verse 2 to 3, God is telling Israel that he would judge them for idolatry. In verse 3, he warned them of judgments of annihilation. He had got so upset with Israel, he told them that he would annihilate the whole nation. In verse 4 of Hosea 13, God got angry with Israel for polytheism, the worship of many gods. Verse 5 and 6, Israel refused to remain loyal and faithful to God. Here's another judgment. Verse 7 through 8, here's a judgment that God brought upon Israel for the disobedience that caught my attention. Punishment by wild animals. Punishment by wild animals. And I believe that this judgment is relevant today. Many scientists are saying it seems like 2019 there is a surge of devouring animal attacks. How many of you with me here? In Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. Let's go there. Let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. The book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, the Bible says, "So I looked, and behold, a ashy pale horse, black and blue, as if made by bruising, and his rider's name was Death." Now here's the rider on that pale horse, his name was Death. "And hell followed it. And they were given authority and power over a fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, with the plague, with pestilence, disease." And notice that last phrase, "with the wild beasts of the earth." To kill with the what? Wild beasts of the earth. We are in that time, saints of God. Many scientists are saying, why is there a surge of animal attacks? Now listen to some of these attacks that's being documented. Great white sharks are being seen now in some of the strangest places. Sharks are invading beaches in up to knee-deep water. Many, just in Florida recently, we've had several people killed by shark attacks in almost 4 feet of water. Camels surrounded an Australian town and held the whole city hostage. The Komodo dragon attacks are on the rise in Indonesia. And many of you know what a Komodo dragon is. Okay? Serpent bites are on the rise. Chimpanzee attacks. Animal attacks in zoos are what? On the rise. Campground bears are becoming dangerous. There was a time you could go to campground and have a barbecue, but you can't have a barbecue now because Charlie the Bear might come and interfere with it. We're in that time. Dogs are killing their masters now. Killer bees going berserk. Listen, you don't know that you're living in goldfish with shapeshifter and jump around. We're in that time. We're living in the time of the pale horse rider when beasts are doing what? They're devouring the land. But we're not paying any attention to the signs. I told my wife the other day, and we were surrounded by water. We were surrounded by the marshes, and then we got the rivers, and then we got Jacksonville Beach flowing. And all. And I told my wife, I would not be afraid. I grew up around water. I would not be afraid to go to the beach. What are you hearing in front of me? I'm afraid to go to the beach. Jaws might get me in 3 feet of water. God has not given you a spirit of fear, brother, but of love and power and what? A sound mind. The only thing to fear with fear is fear itself. We are not to operate in any type of fear. These are judgmental signs. When the beasts start going berserk, they start going haywire, that's a sign of God's judgment. Through Israel's disobedience, yes, God said that he would bring a curse upon them. Yes, he said that there will be a byword. There will be a proverb. There will be an amazement. But let me show you God's heart. Look at Hosea chapter 14, verse 1. Look at the book of Hosea, chapter 14. Right after he said he would do all that to Israel, look what he said in Hosea, chapter 14, verse 1. O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled and fallen, visited by calamity due to your iniquity. He was always opening his heart to Israel. Repent. O Israel, be restored. How many of you know the Bible says it is the Lord's mercy that will not consume? It is the Lord's mercy that each one of us, and even I myself, the thing that we've done in our life, that we're not consumed. It is the Lord's mercy that the fire of the Lord didn't make each and every one of us extra crispy. Amen? All right. Turn to Matthew chapter 27, and we get ready to get to the core of the teaching. Matthew, St. Matthew chapter 27. Let's look at verses 24 and 25. St. Matthew chapter 27. Let's look at verses 24 and 25. Blood curse upon the nation of Israel. Blood curse. Look at verse 24. So when Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but rather that a riot was about to break out, he took water and washed his hands in the presence of the crowd, saying, I'm not guilty of nor responsible for this righteous man's blood. See to it yourselves. So Father washed his hands of him. Look at verse 25. A crowd of Jewish people said this. And all the people answered, let his blood be on us and our children. Let his blood be upon us. And what? Our children. This was a blood curse pronounced by a crowd of Jews. Listen to this. Many theologians argue the point. Many Jewish people agree and they disagree that that blood curse manifested on their bloodline, wherein Adolf Hitler was able to bring down 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. Many agree to disagree. Many believe that that bloodline curse was activated upon the nation. And it brought down, it offered about 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. Many people say from that, God has eternally cursed Israel. Have nothing to do with Israel because Israel is just a cursed nation. Well, I'm coming today in defense of Israel. I'm coming today in defense of Israel. That God has not forsaken Israel. Turn to Romans chapter 11. The book of Romans chapter 11. The book of Romans chapter 11. Look at verse 1. The Apostle Paul says, I ask then, has God totally rejected and disowned his people? Of course not. Look what the Apostle is saying in the Amplified Bible. Has God then totally rejected and disowned Israel? Of course not, says Paul. Why, I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham. I'm a member of the tribe of Benjamin. Look at verse 2. No, God has not rejected and disowned his people, whose destiny he had marked out and appointed and foreknown from the very beginning. Israel is a prophetic time clock. God says that Israel's destiny has already been marked, and he has a plan for the nation of Israel. Amen. He has not rejected them. He has not disowned them. He's yet to manifest himself among the Jewish people. Turn to Zechariah chapter 8. The book of Zechariah chapter 8. Let me bless you again. In the tents of Israel. Look at Zechariah chapter 8. Let's look at verses 13 through 15. Look at this prophetic word about Israel. In verse 13 of Zechariah 8. And as you have been a curse and a byword among the nations, O house of Judah, and O house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong and heartened. Look what the Lord is saying to Israel. You were one time a curse. You were one time a byword among the nation. But look what God says. Look at verse 14. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to bring calamity upon you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, I did not relent or revoke your sentence. So again, I have purpose in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And then he says, well, here, fear not. Look at Zechariah chapter 14. Let's look at verses 10 and 11. Zechariah chapter 14. Look at verses 10 and 11. All the land shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon. The Rimmon that is south of Jerusalem. But Jerusalem shall remain lifted up on its site and dwell in its place. From Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate to the corner gate. From the tower of Hananel to the king's winepress. Now look at verse 11 closely. Look at verse 11 closely in Zechariah chapter 14. And it shall be inhabited, for there shall be no more curse. Jerusalem shall be what? Inhabited. The Lord says there shall be no more what? Curse or ban of utter destruction. But Jerusalem shall do what? Dwell safely. In Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 8. It talks about a mass exodus of the Jewish people back to Israel. In Hebrew it's called the Aliyah. There's an Aliyah. And even right at this present moment, there is an Aliyah that's taking place. And many Jews are doing what? They're going back to Israel. As believers, we need to understand the prophetic word of the Lord that says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace be in thy gates. Peace be in thy wall. That they may prosper that love thee. How many of you are still with me? Now let's talk about the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant is a covenant of, one of the promises is a covenant of favor. One of the promises of the Abrahamic covenant is a covenant of what? Favor. Turn to the book of Genesis. Let's look at chapter 12. Let's look at verses 1 and 3. Genesis chapter 12. Let's look at verses 1 and 3. Okay. The Abrahamic covenant. Verse 1. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. God had to change Abram geographically so he can bring him into a geographical location where he could bless him and prosper him. How many of you know that many times in some of your life, God will not only shift the atmosphere around you, but he will cause you to realign yourselves geographically. Is that right? And this is what God did to Abraham. All right, look at verse 2. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with an abundant increase of favors. An abundant increase of favors. An abundant increase of favors. And make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others. Look at verse 3 closely. I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and I will curse him who curses you. In you will walk all the families and kindred of the earth will be blessed, so that they will be blessed themselves. All right, we got 7 prophetic promises here in the Abrahamic covenant. He says he will bless you with abundant favors. He says he will make your name great. He said he will be a blessing to them. He will bless them that curse cursed Israel. And then he says something that caught my attention. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Not only the Jewish people, but he's also talking about the Gentile people. And in defense of Israel, let me give you this scripture. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. The book of Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 28 and 29. That's Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. In verse 28, the Bible says, there is no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek. There is not a slave nor free. There is not male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 29 real closely, because I want you to get it in your spirit. If you belong to Christ and are in Him, you are Abraham's seed. Then you are Abraham's offspring, and you are a spiritual heir according to the promise. Hello, saints. Hello, saints. God says, if we be Christ, then we are what? Abraham's seed. If we be Christ, we are adopted descendants of Abraham. We are spiritual heirs. We are joint heirs. We've been grafted into the vine. Now watch this. Watch this. And not only that, we are also in line as a joint heir for covenant blessing of the Abrahamic covenant. Get that in your spirit. If ye be Christ, then you are what? Abraham's seed. You're a joint heir. Is that right? Listen, if someone dies in a family and there's some property, four heirs are living, nobody can take that house because that's heir property. Nobody can take that house unless all four heirs sign off on that. Because it's what? Heir property. Is that right? So if ye be Christ, you are Abraham's seed. You are also joint heirs to many promises, but the one that would stand out tonight for us is favor. Look at somebody and say, favor. Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. So then those who are people of faith, and we are all here a people of faith. So then those who are people of faith are blessed and made happy and favored by God, as partners in fellowship with the believing and trusting Abraham. Somebody need to see that. Listen, are you people of faith? Are you blessed and favored by God? Are you partners in the fellowship of Jesus Christ? Are you joint heirs? Have you been adopted? Have you been grafted into the vine? Then you are entitled to the promises of the Abrahamic covenant. Oh, my God, this is good. You, and myself. Is that right? Hello, saints of God. This is. Turn to Galatians chapter 3 again. Let's look at verses 13 and 14. Verse 13 says, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Now watch verse 14 real closely. Watch verse 14 closely. Look what it says. To the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promise, to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. The blessing that promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Let me say that again, saints. The blessing that was promised to Abraham, to the nation of Israel, guess what it said? When you accept Jesus Christ, the blessings and the promises will also come upon the Gentiles.
Thank you, Lord.
And look what it says, so that we through faith might all receive the realization and the promise of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
I'm happy about this, man. I'm talking what? Faith. Is that right? That's just one of the promises. Out of the blessing promised to the Abrahamic covenant, favor, favor, favor. In the midst of the dark clouds, in the midst of judgment falling everywhere, God wants to do something for the Gentiles. He wants to do what? Release His favor according to the promises of the Abrahamic covenant. Now what is favor? Kindness beyond what is due to you. Kindness beyond what is due to you. My wife and I was in a restaurant with another lady in North Carolina one time. And we ordered, I know I need deliverance from the spirit of buffet blood. And we ordered a whole breakfast table full of food. And I was getting ready to pay, and the waiter came and said, "Sir, there's a strange person. Said that they don't want their name mentioned. They paid for your food, and they tipped me good." My wife would say, I jumped up. God favored us. Is that right? Preferential treatment. His presence. Special blessing. His pressure. Doors begin to open. Doors that you thought wouldn't open. God's presence. His favor. Easy access to the right people, place, and things. Favor. God will put people in your path. Give you easy access. You thought you had to get academics. You thought you might have had to get an education. But God promoted you in the midst. Unusual opportunities. Favor. Favor in the marketplace. You pay less than others. I shouldn't pay. I paid this money, brother. Favor, brother. You need the presence of the Lord. You need the Abrahamic covenant. You need to understand the promises. Everyone wants to bless you for some strange reason. Favor in the place of employment. Favor. Listen here. I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel. I don't believe in the prosperity fanaticism. I don't believe in that. I believe it is totally taken out of context. I do. But God has a promise for us through His own Abrahamic covenant. If ye be Christ, ye are what? Abraham's seed. And the blessings of Israel shall come upon the Gentile. So we have that promise in the Abrahamic covenant. I think the prosperity gospel fanaticism is a perversion. I believe it is a perversion of the blessings of the Abraham covenant that God has for each and every one of you. And I don't want that perversion. Hello, saints. Come on, come on. Listen, we've had the covenant. We've had the promise. We've been grafted into the vine. We need to understand what we have. If we live right, if we obey His voice. Hello, saints of God. We have a promise. Many promises, but one of them that we have is favor. Turn to Luke chapter 12. Let's look at verse 15. How many of you are being blessed by this? St. Luke chapter 12. Okay. Once again, St. Luke chapter 12. Let's look at verse 15. In verse 15 of St. Luke chapter 12, and He said to them, "Guard yourselves. Keep free from all covetousness." And covetousness is what? Greed. The immoderate desire for wealth. God says, keep away from all that. God knows how to make you happy, saints. Is that right? The greedy longing to have more. For a man's life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance. Ooh, man, this is big. Is that right? But brother, you don't want me to be rich? You may sound rich. Is that right? That's not my focus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things will be what? Added. I believe the prosperity fanaticism is the gospel of greed. And I believe that it is a satanic perversion that many believers are getting blindsided to. We have an Abrahamic covenant. We are grafted in. Say, we're joint heirs. I love that verse. Joint heirs. Is that right? We've been adopted. We've been adopted into this. We're spiritual heirs. Listen. I'm Abraham, adopted son. You are Abraham's adopted daughter. Many of you that's here right now. Give Jesus a praise. This is good. To Jews and Gentiles, there are many promises. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 16. Galatians chapter 3, verse what?
16.
Verse 16 says, now the promises, covenants, agreements were decreed and made to Abraham and his seed, his offspring, his heir. He God, does not say, and to seeds and descendants and heirs, as if referring to many persons, but referring to your seed. When you in Jesus Christ, you are the seed of Abraham. That's what he meant by many persons. It belongs to you. Is that right? Also referring to one individual who is none other than Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Those blessings belong to you. Is that right? Because through Christ, guess what? You come into that heirship. All right. Now, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. The Bible says Jesus had favor with God and with man. How many of you want favor with God and man? Favor is something that God releases on the hearts of the people. His presence is what? Released on the hearts of the people. Everyone wants to bless you because of God's faith. Psalms chapter 5, look at Psalms 5 and 12. Let's go there. Let's turn there. There's something there for us. Psalms 5 and 12. Psalms chapter 5, verse 12 says, for the Lord will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright and in right standing, has with a shield, a shield. He will surround you with goodwill, pleasure, and what? Favor. The Hebrew word for shield is a buckler or a hook or a shield. The Bible says in Psalm 5:12, God wants to surround you with a shield of faith. Is that right? Because of you are a joint heir, because of the legacy that you have with the Abrahamic covenant. Write this down, Galatians chapter 39, verse 21 and 22. Just write it down, please. Look, correction, Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 and 22. Favor gives supernatural increase and promotion in the prison house. Many of you who have had family members incarcerated, pray that God's countenance of favor would come upon them. Now write down in your notes, Genesis chapter 39, verse 21 and 22. Write this down in your notes. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. Exodus 3 and 21. Favor produces restoration of everything that someone has stolen from you. Isn't that good? Is that right? Esther chapter 2, verse 17. You can study that at your own time. Write that down. Esther chapter 2, verse 17. Favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. Okay? That's Esther chapter 2, verse 17. Write this down. Psalms chapter 44, verse 3. Psalms chapter 44, verse 3. Favor produces battles won that you don't even have to fight. Because God's presence is there. Is that right? Come on, talk to me, saints. Somebody's looking at me. No, but this is not the prosperity gospel. This is the Jesus gospel. This is the Abrahamic promise, and one of them is faith. All right. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. Write that down, please. Favor. Everyone wants to bless you. Favor goes on a journey with you. You get the best seat on the train or the plane. I boarded a plane one time going to Mexico. I got a coach flight. I was sitting in the back one time. The stewardess came up and she started talking to me. And we just started laughing and talking. She said, brother, we ain't got that many people on a plane. I'm going to put you up in first class. I said, let's do this. That's what God's presence. When you show up, listen, the presence of God on you, people begin to take notice. Hello, saints of God. Because God's favor is upon you. Favor, listen. They close the doors on you, If it's not God's timing and will, favor opens the door back wide. You know something? Job chapter 33 and 26, write that down. We have to pray to the Lord for that favor. Is that right? All right. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 4. Keeping the commandments of the Lord. Faith. Now to keep his commandments. Okay? Let me give you two more scriptures and we're going to close. See, that didn't take long. All right. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9. Proverbs 14 and verse 9, living righteousness. I said, I'm going to give you one more, one last scripture. Proverbs 12 and 2. Okay? Now, the Bible says in Galatians 3, 29, if ye be Christ, ye are who? You're who again? You are Abraham's seed. And how are you connected to that? Through Jesus Christ. You're heirs according to promise. You're an heir according to the promise. Let me say that again. You are an heir according to the promise. If you're in agreement with me, stand and let's release some favor decrees.
Colonel, would you read the Abrahamic covenant,
the seven
promises or not?
Seven promises? Yes.
Can
I read those again? Okay. Please. Oh, whatever. Paper. Okay. Number one, he says, I will bless you with an abundant increase of favors. Now, that's the Amplifier. He says, I will make your name great. Okay? He said, and you will be a blessing. He said, I will bless them that bless thee. And then he says, I will curse them that curse thee. Many of the nations that curse Israel is in the ash heap of history right now. Is that right? Okay. Then he says, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That's Jews and Gentiles. Okay? That's what we have. Is that okay, Sister Jerry?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right. I want everybody to stand with me. Let's shift the atmosphere again. Everybody ready? Say, I believe in Jesus.
I
confess Him as Lord. I'm justified by faith. I have been declared righteous. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have been reconciled. I'm back in favored status with God. I'm increasing in favor with God and with man. I humble myself. I receive more favor and grace in my life. I come boldly to the throne of favor. I turn mercy in favor in the time of my need. I ask you, Lord, for favor. I ask that I will increase in wisdom, knowledge and understanding. I will increase in favor. I am a giver. I enjoy favor. God makes favor abound in my life. I'm increasing in favor. My gifts make room for me. God makes favor abound in my life. I confess favor today. Favor for my family. Favor for my children. And descendants of God. I walk in divine favor. I talk in divine favor. I have favor all over my life. It's like a banner. The winds of favor blow in my life. I go from favor to favor. I receive favorable reports. And favor gives me new opportunities. I release that in the name of Jesus. Now give the Lord a prayer. I want the believers to realize that you do have a promise, and one of the promises is favor, right? Amen. Hello, thanks to God. He doesn't go to the church and say, you know, you put so much money in, you get so much money back. I had a man tell me, well, you need to go. I'm not going to say nothing. You know what I mean? Man is telling me, you need to go over here to the church up in Atlanta. Man, they got a money anointing on there. You put so much money in, brother, man, you'll get triple your money back. I said, brother, I just want to stay with the promises of the Abraham and covenant, okay? I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm an adopted son of God. One of the promises in the favor, but I don't have to go manipulate no money.
Right. That's right.
Is that right? Yeah. I don't believe in the prosperity fanaticism. I believe it's a perversion of the Abrahamic covenant. God has got the promises and the blessings for believers right there. We don't have to go out there and be manipulated.
That's right.
Lord, you know, the prophet said, what money is that? Calm down. Need some deliverance or pray for your enemy. All right. All hail style three. It's a pilgrimage. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word of the Abrahamic covenant. Father, 2020 will be a tremendous shift in my life. And I give you the praise for it. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we want to step into a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of deliverance, and the ministry of healing in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I take this time to ask you to forgive me of my sins. I hold no bitterness, no resentment, no unforgiveness towards anybody, living or dead. Living or dead. I'm living or dead, said again. Whether it was my spouse, or ex, employer, whether it was church hurt, pastoral hurt, I hold no bitterness, no resentment. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, grandma, my great granduncles, I hold no bitterness, no resentment. Here I am, Lord. Lord, I forgive. I forgive my neighbor for his name calling. I forgive, Lord, those who have hurt me, those who have wounded me, those who may have raped me or molested me or violated me. I forgive. So, Father, I desire to see a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, let me pray right now. Father, we bind principalities and powers over this region. We bind every evil principality and power that will give aid or try to give assistance or try to disrupt this service. We bind every demonic entity beneath our feet to the floor. And Father, we just pray that you will release holy, holy angels, legions of holy, holy angels, Lord. We are the heirs of salvation. And we ask you to release these holy angels to war with the heirs of salvation, Father. We are to war with us to bring deliverance and to bring healing in Jesus' name. And now, Father, I stand on this by faith. I pray this night that we will see a cloud of glory. That we will see a cloud, a strange cloud in our midst of God's power and God's Spirit. I speak it by faith in Jesus Christ's name. All right, let's get started. I noticed something today when my wife was ministering in the area of there's a lot of premature death and dying. And I noticed something the day in the midst when there were some other manifestations. In Revelation 6:8, it says, the pale horse rider's name is death and hell followed with him. And a lot of people are dying prematurely. And there is a satanic attack to death spirits that's trying to overthrow the body of Christ. So I just want to come against some of those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. All right. I command every spirit right now to come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Death warrant, death wish, death rattle, a death rattle, a death bed, death bed, death rattle. I come against stroke, shades of death in the name of Jesus. Valley of the shadow of death, gates of death, come out now in Jesus' name. Come, fear of death, fear of dying. Come on, out of them now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of them now. Come on, I bind the king of terrors. I bind the king of death. I bind the spirit of the grim reaper. I bind the spirit of the angel of death in the name of Jesus. And I command you, come out of the people now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of dying by suicide. Fear of dying by violent death. Come on. Fear of dying by violent death. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Fear of dying by violent death. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, fear of dying by a violent death, fear of drowning, fear of being killed, fear of being murdered. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, suffocation, coma, brain dead. Come on, out of there now. Suffocation, coma, brain dead. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit called the kiss of death. The kiss of death. Come on. I break that curse. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I break curses of dreams you've been having about dying. Dreams that the enemy is trying to bring about you dying. And caskets and coughing and cemeteries and graveyards. Come on out of there now. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, go, 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 go. Go out of there now. Go out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Out of there now. Go, 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 go. Come on, go, go, go. I come against fear of death. Come on, go, go. I fear that I'm going to die before my time. Go, go, go. I'm afraid that I will die before my time. Come on, go, go. Out of there now. Go, out of there now. Go, out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, I come against fear of sickness, disease. I fear that I'm going to die by sickness. I fear I'm going to die by some disease. Come on out of there now. I'll break that fear off of you. Come on, come on. Let them go, Satan. Come on. Go, 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 go. Isaiah 44, I loose the spirit of burning, and I loose the spirit of judgment upon the enemy that's trying to hide. Come on, come out of hiding now. Come on, out of hiding. All these death words, a death wish, a spoken death curse that somebody says, you're going to die before me. Come on, I break that off of you now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, breathe those things out of you now in Jesus' name. All right, come on, move, move. Grand Reaper, King of Terror, Beast of Death, come on. Come on, come on, fear of death, fear of dying, go. Come on out of the people now in the name of Jesus. They have work to do for Jesus. Now, we're not going to listen to the devil's lies and the devil's deceptions. Is that right? We have work to do for Jesus. All right. All right, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. All right, here's a good one here. I want to come against evil spirits that attack marriages. Fear of being married. Fear of commitment in marriage. Fear that you married the wrong person. Come on, out of that now in Jesus' name. Hatred of your spouse. Hatred of your husband. Hatred of your wife. No trust in your spouse. I don't trust you. Come on, out of that. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. I come against fornication. I come against adultery in the marriage. All adultery spirits, line up right there. Come out of there now, adultery. Come out of there now, adultery. Come out of there now, adultery. Unlock yourself now. Go. Go. Destruction in marriage. Bound and blocked communication. He don't talk to me. I don't talk to him. We are not talking. We are not communicating. Come on out of there now. Bound and blocked. Come on. That's right. Bound and blocked. Block communication in the marriage. No peace in the marriage. No happiness in the marriage. No peace in that marriage. No happiness in the marriage. Running out spirits. False romance spirits. Come on. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of having an affair. Having an affair. Go in the name of Jesus. Fleshly lust. Spirits of lust. Curse of lust. Come out, seduction spirits, spirits of order. I come against blocked sex with your mate. You have become bound and blocked to have sex with your mate. Come on, you have a spirit lover. You have a spirit lover that comes in your dreams and make love to you. You have, well, the incubus or succubus, I'll break that off of you in your dreams. Come on, I remember when Al Bundy, he looked at his wife and would have a dream about another woman. He see his wife, he starts screaming. All right, come on out of there. Come on, go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Block sex with your mate. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against rape spirits, marriage breaking spirits. She talked too much. He talked too much. She argued all the time. He argued all the time. Come on out of there now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Bound and block affection. Bound and block affection in the marriage. I don't love him. She don't love me. I don't love him. Bound and block affection. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Arrogance, conceit, pride in the marriage, leviathan in the marriage, Self-importance in the marriage. Selfishness in the marriage. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against these spirits that operate in men in the marriage. Casanova spirits. All the Casanova demons. Come on out of Casanova. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Out there, Casanova. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on. There's nothing like an old man that's going to be a Casanova. Come on out of there. Go. 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 Go all over this place. Casanova. Go in the name of Jesus. Manipulation. Sexual control. False affection. Burning lust. Come on. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. Burning lust. Come out of the sex organs now. Come out of the sex organs. That's right. I don't care if you're 70 or 80 or 90 years old. Incubus and succubus sex demon will attack you. They will attack you in the bed. Come out of the house. No, come on. I tell you what. Some of these spirits want to be stubborn, but this is what we're going to do. Give me a call. Let's get a call. Here they go. 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 Give me a call. Come on. One job. Come on now. Go. Go. Sexual nightmares. Masturbation in the bed. Nightmare attacks. Go. God, in the name of Jesus. Hope you feel like the marriage is hopeless. No feeling in the marriage. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. No feeling in the marriage. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints. That's okay. You know, you know, to God be the glory. Is that right? All right. Hatred of spouse. Hurt by spouse. Hurt by husband. Hurt by wife. Cruel words spoken to each other. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Let's get serious. Let's get serious, saints. Cruel words spoken to each other. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Brother Jeremy, be at peace, brother. Be at peace, brother. Okay? Okay, okay. If you're going to get some deliverance, brother. Okay? All right? Love you, man. All right. Okay, let's keep going here. All right. Hatred of spouse. Hurt spirits. Cruel words. We break the curse of the tongue. Come on, go. Go, go, in the name of Jesus. Anger, block sex. No sex in the marriage. Inability to give and receive love. I don't know how to love him. I don't know how to love her. Come on out of there. I don't know how to love him. I don't know how to love her. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. All right, witchcraft in the marriage. Come on, witchcraft in the marriage. Go, go. No, manipulation in the marriage, domination in the marriage, control in the marriage. But he controls me. She controls me. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, I break separation off your bloodline. I break divorce off your bloodline. All right, come on out of there. Go. 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 I break the curse of separation. I break the curse of divorce. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on. I come against the curse, but you can't stay married. It seems like you can't stay married. That is a curse. And we break it now in Jesus' name. Come on. Family line curse of divorce. Family line curse of separation. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against spells on the marriage. Hexes on the marriage. Jinx on the marriage. Go in the name of Jesus. There's a spirit called, I don't want him anymore. There's another spirit called, I don't want her anymore. Come on, go, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. Read them out, saints, in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I come against all the alcohol spirits. Come on, sipping saints. Sipping saints. Sipping saints. Come on, beef feeder, cognac. Come on out of there. Manischewitz, is green, white. Come on, let's go. Move, move, move. Wine is a marker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever drinketh there will deceive thereby. Come on, all the wine spirits. Come on, all the cognac spirits. Come on. Come on, go, go. Let's go. Let's go, cognac. Come on. Come on, come on. Out of there now. Go. 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 Come out of hiding. Come out of hiding. Come on. Come on, go. Come out of hiding. Go, 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 go. Come on. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, saints. Let's be serious about this. Come on. We've had such a powerful time. Let's be serious if you want your freedom. All right. I come against occultism, seances, and tarot card readers. You went to a tarot card reader, Madam Ruby, Madam Mary, then guess what? You were bound by curse. All right. I break the curse of psychic medium, crystal ball readers, tarot card readers. If you went to see a hypnotist, then that means that you lost some brain cells. All right, come on out of that now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, go. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Inner ear disease, inner ear infection, inner ear tendonitis, inner ear pain. Oh, that's right, go. Come out of it now. Come out of it now. That's right, come out of it now. Go, come out of it now. Inner ear disease. Come on, go. Tingling disorders in the body. Tingling disorders in the body. Go. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, let's be serious about this. Let's be serious about this. Come on, in Jesus' name. I come against the stigmatism in the eyes. I come against the spirit of blindness in the eyes, cataracts in the eyes. I come against color blindness in the name of Jesus. I break it off of you now in the name of Jesus. Dry eyes, detached retina. I'm breaking off of you right now. Dry eyes, detached retina. Floaters in the eyeballs. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of there. Eye problems. Go. Eye problems. Go. Eye problems. That's right. All over this house. Eye problems. Go. Dry eyes. No moisture in the eyes. No moisture in the eyes. Dry eyes. Come on. Cataract. Come on. Eye disease. Go. In Jesus' name. Come on. Floaters are webbing on the eyes. You see black floaters in front of you. Come on. I break it off of you now. In the name of Jesus. Glaucoma. Glaucoma, go in Jesus' name. I break the curse of the lazy eye, masculine degeneration, nearsightedness. Go, nearsightedness. Go, nearsightedness. Well, come on out of it in nearsightedness. Go, in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I come against feet problems. Bunions, I break the curse of bunions, the feet problems, calluses, corns. Come on. Duck feet. Never heard of that one, but anyway, let's go for it. Duck feet. Come on. I command duck feet. Is that right? Pigeon toes. Go. We command the toes to realign themselves in Jesus' name. All right, come on out of there now. All right. Now I'm going to stop right here. If you're ready to be serious now, we can stop or we can continue to go forward. How many are serious to continue to go forward? Is that right? Because I sense a shift here with the Holy Spirit. It's like it's just stagnant. Yeah? Okay? Are you all serious? All right, repeat after me. Say, Father, I repent of playing games, of laughter. I'm really serious now. I want my deliverance in the name of Jesus. All right, gun disease, go. Gun disease, go. Come on. Gun disease, go. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against migraine headaches through anger, through stress, through anxiety. Migraine headaches in Jesus' name. All right, heart problems. Heart problems, respiratory problems of the heart. Come on, heart problems, go. All the heart problems, go. In the name of Jesus. Heart problems, heart attack, fear of heart attack. Go. There's a family member that died of a heart attack. That means that there's a generational curse of heart attacks on your family. I break that curse off of you. Come on, heart attack, go. In the name of Jesus. All right. Heart attacks through anger. Heart attacks through rage. Heart attacks through hostility. Heart attacks through self-rejection, self-bitterness, and resentment. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Come on, saints. Irregular heartbeat. Problems in your heart valves. Heart murmurs. Heart palpitations. Go. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Hemorrhoids. Unresolved anger issues. Come on, I break all curses of hemorrhoids, unresolved anger issues in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. You know what? When the cloud lifts, it's time to stop. Is that right? I really believe the cloud is lifting. Is that right? So we've got to stop right now. Come on, let's just give the Lord a praise for what he's done. You're mighty God. You're wonderful God. In the beauty of your holiness, we love you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Here we go. Father, we just bind any backlash. We bind any demonic backlash that will come against the people, their families, their finances, Lord, their persons, even when they get home. And we apply the blood of Jesus as a defense. And we pray, their Father, that, Lord, that you will speak to them, Lord. When they go home, that you will minister to their hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. Is there anything else, brother? Go ahead and dismiss. Brother Wayne, God bless you, brother. Amen, sister. He surprised you, sister. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Are you happy? You know, if I have to sing, I'll sing.
Okay.
Nothing is impossible if you put your trust in God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.